This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of family right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you missed me? Well, you couldn't have missed me. We were kind of still here over the last 2 days. After the first break, one of our favorites, right? Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week. I start the weekend off with him and try to go through some of the issues of the week. I'm going to save, will you remind me to ask him about the Jenner? I want to ask him his thoughts. Because BC Jenner has decided to do a full nude photo shoot. Now, I know there's a whole bunch of older ladies that get mad at me, but I got to say, how many of you guys would go out and buy a copy of Playboy? I don't even know if they sell it anymore, but if somebody told you there was going to be like a 67-year-old woman naked as the centerfold. Raquel, come on. Let's. She has been the female's female for the last, 60? How old is she? I mean, Sophia Loren, Raquel Welch. Notice they're all Italians. Italian, well, but she's hasn't she had some work? Did she really? Yeah, that would do it up, wouldn't it? That'd be a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do. Want to read a quick note that somebody sent out last week to me. And I thought it was kind of cool. It was in light of what's going on with Bill O'Reilly. And the irritant for me, come on, think this through. Work with me here. Think this through. That was good. I didn't even think of that, Zell. BC, before the change. There you go. No, because I couldn't. I hear that Bruce just went through the whole change. I don't know how true it is. It might be true. I don't know. But the reason I used to call him BC was because half of him was still male and the other half was female. So is it Bruce or Caitlin? Which is it? You know, make the commitment. So anyhow, and I don't see, again, I mean, after spending $72,000, how many transgenders have $72,000 that they don't know what to do with? So, anyhow. But let me read to you something someone said. And it's been bothering me. And like, I'm not losing sleep over it. So you don't have to pray for me or anything. I'm not that bothered, if you would. But here's the deal. It's interesting how whenever something comes up against a Democrat legislator, you know, like Mr. Clinton, ex-President Clinton, when things come up against him, when it came to sexual assault, they were all allegations. So you really couldn't say anything because they were, again, all allegations. Right? And then when it comes against for Bill O'Reilly and other conservatives, all you have to do is allege and they need to step down. They need to stop. They need to step down. It's just such a joke. So Mike Pence was widely mocked for his practice of not ever going to dinner with anyone with another woman alone, or be in a place where liquor was served unless his wife accompanied him. And they all thought it was, how ridiculous. What century is this? Is he against women? He has no self-control. Because, you know, a woman always has self-control. Don't you know that? Isn't that what Muslims require of their women, not to be alone? And this is all the things they said against them. This is how stupid these people are. Well, now we have a huge example from Bill O'Reilly and others of what can happen when you dispense with such silly precautions. We don't know if these charges are true. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not a confidant of, and if you're going to say, well, then what they spend $13 million on, why they pay these women off, then I have the same question about Bill Clinton. Why did he spend so much money paying off those women? I'm a juice to trying to understand. But the real truth, I guess, will remain unknown for a long time. Bill will never be cleared, right? Because he didn't do what Pence did. I would. I did. I have. When I've gone on business trips, I've gone to business dinners, I've always made sure somebody else was around, especially if there's going to be women at the table. Does that make me backwards? No. It makes me put up a guard to make sure that some unscrupulous woman or group won't call us out. And the only time that somebody, when my daughter was in the car, my eldest daughter was in the car, I'm driving down the road, I'm now going to need, because I'm not going to worry about her accusing me of anything other than falling asleep, but somebody called my wife and said, I just want you to know that your husband is driving around town with a good-looking young lady. And, kind of tough. People nosy. So why put yourself in that situation? Right? Why become susceptible to that kind of thing? I think it's nuts. I think it puts you in a bad place. You know, anyhow. The California, see, I knew I was going to do this. I get off of those things, I never really get it done. No longer California dreaming. The exodus of people leaving California is becoming like an avalanche. And the same thing with businesses. We've lost over 9,000 businesses over the last, 6 years, 7 years, whatever it is. 5 million people have left California over the last 10 years. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Santa Gibb joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Grab a drink. Alcoholic if you wish. There won't be any here. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex- ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I will do the California Exodus in the next hour, I promise. Because I think it needs to be done. I mean, everybody loves this place. They talk about how great this place is and all that other stuff. Until you get here and you find out what a bunch of loons we have running the place. At that point, you gotta run. See, I wouldn't just move here. If you're thinking about moving here, then here's what I suggest. Rent a house for 6 months, come out, and see what a bunch of loons run this place. Adding 12 cents to the gas tax, right? Now, and you know what that's for? They want more money because they already taxed us like 8 years ago. to do road repair and infrastructure repair. They spent it all everywhere else, but, which is why that dam almost came down in the last heavy rains. So anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to kind of kick off the weekend. Always appreciate his time with us. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
You know, I'd like to take a little credit for this. You know, I catch your show. I'm getting ready for mine, so I pop yours up and watch it for a little bit while I'm working. And thank God your sign is finally correct left to right.
I know.
Because I used to have to, like...
You helped me change the technical stuff so we can do it now. I was thinking my name was... I can't even think what my name is backwards. Big something or other.
Big Erdnacks.
Big Redneck.
Yeah, Big Erdnacks. There you go. Pretty close. Anyhow,
yep.
Hey, a lot of things happening this week. One of the things I'm sure you talk about on your show, everybody's talking about it, is, you know, O'Reilly being forced out. And let's be real about it. He wasn't forced out because of what he may or may not have done. He was forced out because the left made such a big deal out of something, and the advertisers pulled. So it's really because the advertisers pulled. There's no proof of anything that's been alleged, right?
Right, absolutely. I think the worst thing about all of this is not only does it overshadow the kind of coming out of Maxine Waters' new wig line, but it actually makes her think that she's won with all of this. That's the worst thing about it.
Oh, I agree with you, but Xander, what about the whole alleged thing? Whenever somebody on the left is alleged of doing something, I go all the way back to Billy Bob Clinton when he was allegedly playing with those women and grabbing them in the improper areas and what have you, and even had to pay off some of them to go away. Everybody kept saying nothing's proved; it was just alleged. But when anybody on the right is alleged, all of a sudden they have to be hung, tarred, feathered. They've got to leave the organization. They've got, you know what I'm saying? It's really a major divide, is it not?
It absolutely is. And I think Fox have made a rod for their own back just from the perspective of, you know, they say they've paid out like $13.5 million to make things go away. That just means anybody could come along and say, you know, Bill said this and Bill said that and Bill, you know, accosted me. Well, we're talking about O'Reilly now, just to clarify which Bill, you know, which
same thing could have been said at Billy Bob Clinton, though, anyway. But
exactly. but when they're paying out money, surely it only takes an unscrupulous person to kind of get the idea in their head and then say, well, you know, it happened to me. If anyone can allege it and get a few bucks for it, it's going to grow, isn't it? Let's face it.
Yeah, and Ailes said that. Ailes and both and O'Reilly both said, if you start entertaining these lawsuits, if you start entertaining these accusations, and it came along with the Gretchen Carlson thing, you're just opening the door for these things to start to flood in. And you see it happen all the time, and it's true. You know? Who was it? Kirsten Powers, right? I think that's her name. She moved over to CNN. And somebody asked her the other day, or she made a comment that she was also assaulted by Bill. And you know what the assault was? You ready for this one?
What?
She was in the hallway, apparently, walking down the hall, and Bill and her were talking, and she said, you know, you thank God you're blonde. Okay?
No, I mean, see how that's sexual. Hair color is not sexual, is it?
It's apparently how you look. If I make a suggestion, we've done them on the show before where now it's no longer okay. And I've asked women this question. They don't know where it's coming from. But it's no longer okay to tell a woman at work that you look good in that suit, or that color looks good on you, or I like the color on your nails today. Hey, those are great shoes. Well, when it comes from a man, I don't know if it comes from another woman, but these are all things that are considered an affront on women. I mean, I'm going to have my tongue pulled because I'm afraid I'll say something wrong to a woman.
I mean, I think it's imperative that everyone's protected in the workplace, but what it's also served to do, it means you can't have a conversation. You can't open your mouth. You can't say that someone looks nice. And, you know, do I think that he did any of these things? I don't think that that's relevant. And ultimately, because, you know, what this says now is that in the United States of America, you can be fired from your job because allegations have been made against you. Whatever happened to you, innocent until proven guilty? And whilst you may walk away with $25 million, you know, that's still $75 million short of what he would have made in the year for the rest of his contract.
Oh, yeah. You know what I love about this? Isn't that great? Sure, I'll leave. You've got to keep paying me. I'm just going to sit at home and watch the garbage you're going to put up on the screen.
Yeah,
you know exactly. What I'm saying? I mean, seriously, I caught out of my corner of my eye, because we're going to head for a break here in a second, but I caught out of my corner of my eye that Rachel Maddow now is blaming Donald Trump for the Venezuelan riots. I mean, God forbid, long before Donald got involved, I think this had all to do with socialism. I think they were running out of food. I mean, and this is all Donald Trump's fault. These people, really, when I see stuff like this and I don't see people on the left fight back, it proves that there really is some mental situations going on the left. I do not understand this at all. You know? So,
you think?
Yeah, I don't think. It's big time. Hey, I want to welcome, for the first time, you better say hello to them too. I want to welcome KDUZ out of Minnesota. They're joining the lineup of stations. I want to welcome them to the show as well. I will not tell them how warm it was here today because I don't want them to feel bad. But I want to thank them for joining us on the line, which proves that if you get on the phone and call stations and ask them why they're not carrying the real side, you'll get us up in the lineup. So say hi to, what are Minnesotans called? Minnesotans?
Good evening, Sedola.
Oh, I have no clues of what he means. Anyway, I'm Dovin Senior, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Xander Gibb is with us, and will stay with us right through the break. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Okay, we're going in. Hold on. Couldn't handle a flashback. We are back. Natives are restless. Can I say natives anymore? Natives are restless. I don't know what to tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You know, I talked to a group of conservatives last night, conservative Californians. Yes, sir, a few left, about what's going on in the state and how we can take it back or fight back or what have you. We were talking about what was going on. Berkeley, with all the fights and all the things happening there as well. And look, you got to stand for what you believe in. You cannot give in to these people. One fellow at the table said, look, these people are violent, and I don't want to go to these places and get punched without having some support there. I get you. I hear you. I'm not asking you to go looking for a fight, go looking to get beat up. But I am asking you, in some cases, when you can do it, if there's enough of you, go stand. Stand for what you believe in. Look over my shoulder. You see the shirt? Hashtag stand. You want to hop up on the website. We've got several different versions of the shirt, whatever one you're most comfortable with. But you want to stand for what you believe in. And I want to look like them. And when I say that, I mean I want to look like we're solid with each other. Notice it doesn't say stand with Trump or stand. I mean, it says stand. Stand for America. It's that simple. And it doesn't require, you know, I don't know. It doesn't require for you to get in somebody's face. It doesn't require for you to yell louder than they do. You're just there with your signs. You're there with the American flag. I've got a clip up where we had a group of people that were booing at a town hall when they opened up. First, they opened up a prayer before the actual event. And then secondly, they were booing towards, and these, I'm sorry, but these were Democrats that were booing the flag. They were booing, and they got louder during when they said under God. They got louder. This is, you got nothing. You guys on the left that are doing these things, nothing. Being loud, being nasty is not a platform. It's nothing. It's like a four-year-old kid throwing a fit in the grocery store line because you won't give a candy bar. That's all you look like. Anyway, maybe he can calm me down. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to kick off the weekend, and I do appreciate his time with me. Xander, are you standing for the country? Are you standing for freedom? Are you standing for what you believe in?
When I'm not sitting down, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I've had it with these resist people. It's a grassroots organization, and they all have brand new sneakers, brand new pants. When have you seen a teenager that has all brand new clothes of his own? Seriously. Yeah. See.
I could say something, but I better not.
No. Save it for your show. Speaking of your show, when can people catch your show?
5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, weeknights, on Facebook Live.
Well, I do appreciate it. Got to check the show out. It's on just before mine, so he can wind you up, and then he can wind you up, and I'll get you to actually pop that vein in your head. Let me tell you what happened. So, okay, let's get back to it. I even forgot what I was talking to you about. I got so wound up with this other thing, I even forgot. Oh, yeah.
Grassroots organizations and time to mow the lawn.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and that's the other thing, too. What is a grassroots organization, right? I mean, when people talk about this, and they talk about grassroots, in my mind's eye, that's me going door-to-door in my neighborhood and other places, right, asking people to join me. Well, in this case, you can do Facebook and all that. But when you got guys like George Soros or these big companies that are paying people to do it, that are, you know, paying for their signs. I love these. This was an impromptu grassroots moment, and there's professionally made signs. Like, there's a 24-hour sign place that's open just for these people. I mean, do you buy that?
Definitely not. And why do you turn up at an event dressed in black head to toe, unless you're a goth, of course? But then you wouldn't be covering your face if you're a goth, would you?
No, that's, you know what? No, you're a coward when you cover your face. That's the way I see it. If you really don't believe in, if you really believe in what you say, then you don't mind staring for it. You guys, I know none of you listen to the show, but you know what? Feel free to tell someone. If you have that thing over your face, you're not a fighter. You're not a hero. You're not a protester. You're a thug. And you're a coward of a thug on top of it. So there. Now I feel better. Thank you very much. Okay, so, the other thing was, you told me that Hillary Clinton got an award this week to be...
Yeah, something to do with being an ally for the LGBTQABCDFG community, which I found was rather interesting considering that throughout her campaign, she took donations from countries who threw gay people off roofs, you know, for merely being gay. So that's real commitment to the gay community. She'll be telling us next that was flying lessons for those gay people.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I read something about that ally term, and it came from one of the PFLAG organizations that said, you can't be considered an ally just because you say you support us. You have to be out there with us, helping us out, you know, helping with the message. And I'm thinking and I thought the same thing at the time. I didn't think they'd ever give her an award. But I'm saying, here's a woman that takes money from countries that belittle women, that well, actually was stolen women for being accused or for being raped, right? And as you say, they throw gay and lesbian people off the roofs of buildings, and she's fine with that. And the loons on the left are fine with giving her a trophy for that. I'm just, this is all so screwy to me.
Well, one of the things that we often talk about on my show, and I'm allowed to do this because it pertains to my people, in parentheses, is a stupid homosexual. And you would have to be pretty stupid to believe that Hillary was, you know, pro-LGBT. Given till 2008, she was pro-DOMA, she was anti-gay marriage, she was anti, you know, a same-sex relationship, because the relationship is between a man and a woman, or a man and several women, you know, obviously talking about her husband. But this woman changes like the wind. You know, I can respect someone that believes that, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman because that's what the Bible says. But when you change that to get votes, yeah. I have and where you're coming from.
Yeah,
we can all evolve, because I've evolved over the years, as you know. You know, you've been a witness to that. But when you're evolving to get something for it, that's not evolution.
No, and they do. They change it and win. I still think today that Joe Biden was thrown out in front of everything, and he was the first one of that group to make a comment that he believed in same-sex marriage. And I think he was testing the water for Obama and for Clinton and for the rest of the Dems that were afraid to step out first. Because Joe had no more, you know, aspirations. That was it. And so that's just my personal opinion. It's where my head's at. So let's get into a conversation that I always like to have. And I don't know if this is true or not. You have to tell me. I always called Mr. or Mrs. Jenner B.C. Jenner. And the reason I did that was because I said he is, and I'm not saying from the waist down, he was Bruce. From the waist up, it was Caitlin. And I
hear that no more.
I heard that. But I'll tell you what else I heard. I'm not trying to be mean here, but I don't know any way to say it. What is Caitlin? 60, 66, 60, in the 60s,
like
mid-60s, right? Something like that. And
yeah.
Now there's going to be a full nude spread. 67. Wow. Well, there you go. That's exciting. So I'm thinking, I don't even know if Playboy is still published, but is there anybody out there that would rush to buy a Playboy magazine with a 67-year-old woman, unless of course it's Sophia Loren or Raquel Welch, yeah. But who would go running to buy that paper? And even now with this going on, I'm so confused. Help me out.
I'm not sure that I can. It is very confusing. You know, here's the thing: if you're an adult and you want to mutilate yourself in that way, then that's absolutely up to you, but the rest of us don't have to see it. The rest of us don't have to condone it. Because, you know, I said many times on this show, I am Rachel Dolezal is transracial. Caitlyn Jenner is transsexual. And I'm transunicorn. But I don't get my own bathroom. I don't get to have a horn stapled to my forehead. I'm paid for it by the taxpayers, and I don't get a unicorn safe space. So that is not equality in America, is it? Let's be fair.
Yeah. And I want to talk a little bit more about gender transition, and does that really help the transgender community? I want to talk about that a little bit on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Stay with us. Xander Gibb joins us stays with us after the break. I won't let him hang up or I'll send somebody to his house. We'll be right back.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. custom knives made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
I don't know. No comment.
Your host. God bless America. Thank God the mics aren't hot during the break. It would be weird. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You need to buy my book. I need new shirts. So the only way I buy the shirts is you buy the book, and that's how it works. Anyway, ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you don't need to. Read the book, hear from the... I don't understand half these labels. What I get a kick out of is the group that hates labels the most are the ones that label us. There's nobody on the right that calls me Bible-thumping, right-wing, or even a white guy. Those are all labels the left has given us. So, buy the book... Get informed, get engaged, understand what's going on. I'm telling you, it'll work for you. I am Joe Messina, your host. I don't want to keep him waiting. I want to bring him right back on. Xander Gibb, who joins me every week here, every Friday night, we kick it off together. And I always have a good time when he's on with me. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's always a pleasure. And I don't mind you being white, Joe, as long as you behave like you're black when you're in public, okay?
And as long as I identify as a 9-year-old, right? So I'm a 9-year-old black female,
yeah, exactly.
And everything's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to talk...
transracial, aren't you?
I'm going to be trans-species if you keep it up. I hear that's the next
exactly.
New thing. So the next hour, we're going to deal with some of this stuff, too. We're going to deal with the exodus from California. But on top of that, we are being, and I know you hear this all the time, and I'm going to prove it to you. We, as conservative commentators, and we have a conservative website, obviously, and I got the news today, and it's actually been coming as time goes on. We are being majorly targeted by Google and by Facebook, and they have pretty much choked us out to the point where they're affecting 70-80% of the revenue of some of your favorite commentators, some of your favorite conservative people. So, you know, you need to pay attention, people. You need to see what's going on and be part of it. So, Xander, I want to talk to you about Caitlyn Jenner here, all right, and the transition and the whole transgender thing. And what I thought, you know, you and I have talked about this before a little bit, but I said to you, how does it help the transgender community when you have somebody with this much attention on them that has the money to do it right? Now, I've seen, forgive me, please forgive me ahead of time. I'm not trying to be mean to anybody, but I've seen some older people who go through the transgender, I don't know, process or what have you. It doesn't work out well, okay? It doesn't look good. It doesn't work out well and that kind of thing. And I've seen some young people, that one, I don't know if you've done a story on your show, that young girl that's very upset because, well, she's transgender, and she really is upset that the boys won't date her. The boys in junior high school won't date her. Was that Jazz is her name? There you go. So did he really help the transgender community by spending $70,000 to have his upper half done? How many transgenders have that kind of money to make that happen?
Exactly. I mean, I think the biggest insult for me with regards to Caitlyn Jenner was that she came along and said she spoke for the gay community. Now, let's face it, this person has spent 60-odd years doing nothing for the gay community. You know, it's common knowledge that, you know, in my past, I spent 20 years, advocating for the rights of gay people. And so for Caitlyn Jenner to come along and say, I'm a spokesperson for you now because I've had breast implants is actually offensive. And if you imagine your average person that's out there in the community that feels like they're trapped in the wrong body and can't afford to pay for any kind of, gender reassignment surgery, what does this actually do for them when Caitlyn Jenner can just walk in and get it all done and probably has it paid for by the TV show?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and all the money and the attention they can bring to themselves and what have you. And again, you know, you go to these young people like Jazz, and I followed the story for a little bit there, and coming out and saying, well, that not only that Caitlyn Jenner give her the courage to come out and speak about it, you know, what now? Now she's thoroughly depressed and fed up. I'm talking about this Jazz person. And right. that the boys won't date her. You cannot force people, especially young boys in junior high school, to see this as okay. I mean, am I too right-wing, old white guy?
No, absolutely not. On this occasion, absolutely not. But, you know, here's the thing. These young people that she wants today will realize that she is, in fact, even though this person lives as a female, and I'm trying to be as tactful as possible, still is male in tactus. So why would a young heterosexual teenager want to date a girl with a penis? Excuse my phraseology.
No, but it's true. Come on. Think. I know I'm trying to keep it clean too, right? But you think about the raging hormones of what, 14, 15, 16-year-old boy. And I'm sure every 14, 15, 16-year-old boy, the majority of them, they can't wait to get involved with a transgender girl, right? I mean, that's just perfect.
Of course.
That's what every one of them dreams about.
Isn't that the top of every teenage boy's fantasy list?
Yeah, and if they say anything, you know, in today's environment, if they say anything, it could be considered hate speech, they get in trouble. You know, the school could make fun of them. I mean, this is just, do they, oh, God. You know, Xander, see, you I could talk to about this because you get where my heart is and you know where I'm coming from. Do you think they understand, see, or even care at the mess that they're creating, that these people are pushing this on the young kids who can't even figure out what colors go together yet, let alone what their body parts are all for.
No, I absolutely don't feel that they do see the ramifications of all of this. And I think that the biggest concern is that they sensationalize these things. And whilst I don't doubt there are some young people out there that do actually feel in their heart of hearts that they're born in the wrong body. But let's face it, you know, when I was a teenager, I didn't know what I wanted for lunch, never mind who or what I was attracted to. Because I think that's not something that comes immediately to a young person.
I think there's a lot of things that will come immediately to a young person. It's funny, we did a show this week about a four-year-old whose parents were helping her, a Christian mother that was helping a four-year-old transition, okay? A four-year-old boy transitioned to girl. Because at 18 months old, he started showing tendencies of wanting to play with dolls and stuff. And I'm thinking, so I did the story right behind it. You should see the hate emails I got. But I did a story right behind it, how the human brain can't make these decisions at four. Yeah. It barely can make them at 20. And even some things like allowing 16, 17, 18-year-olds, to drive, for instance. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it, but it's questionable based on what they can think and how quick their reactions are. We let them into service at 18 years old. I mean, we give them guns. I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I don't have a stance on that yet. But when you look at science, because they talk to us Christians all the time like, well, you don't believe in science. Okay, well, you don't believe in science, because if you're helping a child transition at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and science says they can't make these kind of decisions until they're 20, what are you doing? You're making decisions out of emotion that have absolutely nothing to do with science. I mean, what do you feel about that? A four-year-old, a parent is helping a four-year-old transition. I just don't get this. I'm living in an altered universe.
It's actually, as far as I'm concerned, it's akin to child abuse. If you're an adult and you want to make these decisions, then all well and good. But you shouldn't make that decision for a child. You know, it's one thing to let children dress how they want to dress and you know, have certain ideologies. But when you kind of ascribe to those ideologies and start pumping them full of hormones and having modification to their bodies, That is not good.
No, and I think I've always had this thing where I've said, look, if your DNA is one thing and your brain says something else, I do not know why. You know, in California, it's against the law to go see or to have a child go see a counselor to discuss that. Do you know that? It's actually against the law here. So in California, yeah, the counselor can use or the psychobabblist can lose their license and the parents can be in a lot of trouble. Why wouldn't you? You have they're so concerned about suicide rates and all this. You've got a child at 7 or 8 years old that's having a problem with this. You would think that they want to be able to be taken to a counselor or whatever they're called to talk about why they feel this way, what they're thinking, what they're going through. You're not allowed to do that. It's actually against the law. And if there's religious reason behind it, you can go to a pastor who isn't trained to deal with this stuff. So it almost like, you know, I hate to use these terms, but it really starts to look after a while like there's an agenda here, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's actually a concerning agenda, because the thing that should be paramount in all of this is what's right for the child. And I don't think it's right for any child to be pumped full of hormones and to be having their body modified. Because what about when they get older and they mature and they realize that they were just a little bit highly strung? Because these things have happened.
Yes, plenty of times. Hey, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find your show again.
Xandergib.com, Facebook, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, weeknight. Come and join.
Always a pleasure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Now listen, on Facebook, you have to reset. It's not my rules. It's theirs. So you reset at the top of the hour. We got a lot going on. A lot that I want to talk about. And part of it is the mass exodus from California. Got to hear this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a bit.